Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, it may be cold outside, but that lockbox is on fire. $525,026.
David, I never thought I would see it, but we have a chance here to get to $600,000 in the lockbox. We're on our way. And who knows, we could do more, but $600,000, that's more than we've ever done. We need about $76,000 more to get to that $600,000 mark. It would be fantastic if we could do it. It's a tribute to everybody who's worked so hard at the station. Our wonderful Amber Sickles, Joe Donahue, you, all the people who put the word out and done all this work. We can get to that $600,000 mark. It would be fabulous if we could just do it. I would really feel that we're together in the face of adversity in the way we never have been before.
WAMC.org.
That's all it takes. WAMC.org. You put something in, whether it's a dollar or $1,000, whatever it is, it's great.
Well, let's go to the news. President Trump said in an exclusive interview with the New York Times that he will proceed on a border wall without lawmakers when talks end in 2 weeks. In wide-ranging remarks, says the Times, he also dismissed any suggestions of wrongdoing in the investigations that have ensnared his associates.
I don't want to go too far on this, David, because I'm so angry that it's beyond belief. CNN did something as I was watching, and they put on what the people said in their testimony, and then what Trump said about their testimony and how it was false news and all the rest of it. There was no way to have it false news. You had Dan Coats, you had Chris Wray, you had all these people saying exactly what they had to say, and it was in contradistinction to that of the President of the United States. Very scary. Now, he said he's done with talking to Nancy Pelosi, he doesn't want to talk to her anymore, he has to do what he has to do. It's a very slippery path that he's about to take us down with his executive power. Because once you do executive power on a wall, then you can do executive power on anything. The United States Congress, including virtually every Republican in the Senate, is giving him a sharp rebuke in writing, crafted by Mitch McConnell, who sees the train coming down the track in the 2020 elections. I am sure of it. And McConnell has written language in which the president is directly rebuked, not by name, but rebuked about pulling troops out and the rest. So it is a sign that things are happening. A lot of people have been on this program and others expecting that sooner or later some spine would develop in the Republicans. Now, whether the spine is in the right place is another story, because all the major Democratic candidates are agreeing basically with Trump. Pull the troops out. Get them out of there. Pete saying, bring them home. I think the difference here is you want to bring them home. There's no question about it. But you don't want to do it in a precipitous manner that is not defined so that most people are on board. In this case, it's Trump against the world, and it's a mistake. These are his own people. They were confirmed. He said only great things about them. When General Mattis left, it was a sign of real alarm, because up to then, nobody in the Senate Republican group seemed to care that much. But now, with Mattis gone, this really does point to something that may be very, very insidious here. At very best, he's playing along with Putin and doing what Putin wants him to. At very worst, there's something far deeper and unhappy about this situation.
And all while the Mueller investigation continues, we're hearing now that Mueller is readying another indictment for a Roger Stone associate.
Well, yes. Hey, David, Trump has this trained guy, one of his people who could never be confirmed as Attorney General, Mr. Whitaker, coming out and saying this investigation is going to be over soon. Well, let me tell you, it may be that they're right. On the other hand, let's remember that Trump and Giuliani and all the others have been saying it will be wrapped up by Thanksgiving, wrapped up by Christmas. They're always pushing, pushing, pushing. I think the one thing we know about Mueller now is he'll do it till he can't do it and till it's over. You know, I've always thought that when really cornered, Trump is going to have to do something which will save his hide. Whether that's firing Mueller, whether that's doing something like that, I don't know. But I know, I disagree with the Democrats on this. Major Democrats in the Senate, or many of them, seem to be against the confirmation of Mr. Barr as the new Attorney General. The fact of the matter is, he sounds light years ahead in his rhetoric than Whitaker does. I say the sooner the better, and hold him to it.
Finally, Alan, salient issues. You have talked about this in politics for many, many years. Republicans seize on late-term abortion as a potent 2020 issue.
David, it is a potent issue. It is divisive. It is something that will bring the American people to different corners, to be at odds. To me, the big issue here is a woman's right to do what she wants with her body. And I think those of us who believe strongly in that position, this is a very difficult time, because clearly the Supreme Court is going to fool around with this. Roe versus Wade. The governor has had real guts in New York, and he's done what he had to do. We'll just see how it all comes down.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.
Get to that lockbox. It may be deep freeze outside, but the one thing that'll save us all, David, is our ability to come together and make something of our own. This is a home of our own. We've always said it from the very beginning when we started and we took it over. We all got together. We all saved it. But you can't turn your back on it any more than you could on your kids or your nephews and nieces or your grandchildren.
Thank you for what you've already done and what you'll inevitably do. Have a great weekend, everyone. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. I can't believe what you do to get here. How cold was it this morning when you were coming in?
Minus 14.
Minus 14. Okay, gang, let's get going.